Gabriela Quiroz was just beginning her journalism career in her native Costa Rica when she covered the birth of that country's first test tube baby in 1995. That birth prompted Costa Rica to become the first and only nation in the world to enact a ban on the procedure, more accurately called in vitro fertilization, or IVF.
A group of anti-abortion activists had taken a case before the Costa Rican Supreme Court and had argued that if doctors placed several embryos in a woman who was trying to get pregnant, and only one or two of those embryos grew into a baby and was born, that the doctor somehow had been responsible for putting the other embryos at grave risk. So they made an argument that the embryos in the petri dish had legal rights that needed to be protected.
It's an issue Quiroz, now a Bay Area public television producer, has continued to follow closely in a recently completed documentary titled Beautiful Sin, which tracks the efforts of three Costa Rican couples to overcome their infertility through IVF.
They took the government before the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to request that in vitro fertilization be legalized again. And in 2010, the commission came down with a decision in favor of the couples, compelling the Costa Rican government to legalize in vitro fertilization. And that has not happened.
But the unresolved legal battle was not what drew her to the story. Instead, Quiroz says, it was the complicated rationales that underlie the conflict.
What really attracted me was trying to figure out why a group of anti-abortion activists had set out to ban a treatment that actually helps couples have babies. To me, that seemed like a very strange and compelling question.
In highlighting the IVF issue in Costa Rica, Quiroz says she also sought to call attention to the way the procedure is disregarded in other places where there are no legal barriers.
Here in the United States, for example, the vast majority of states don't compel health insurance programs to include in vitro fertilization in their plans. So a large number of couples and individuals who might need in vitro fertilization to get pregnant have difficulties in accessing that treatment.
Yet the consequences of the struggle to get access to this procedure extract a profound personal toll on the people most directly involved.
Having children is one of the most intimate decisions that individuals and couples will make throughout their lives. It's, in general, a very joyful moment. And when the ability to conceive is taken away from a couple, that can have a toll. And that was, for me, the biggest revelation.
In documenting the experiences of the three couples she followed, Quiroz not only captured their struggles, she also found her film's title.
She went to her regular priest for a confession, and he told her that the church frowned upon in vitro fertilization because it believes that in vitro fertilization causes the demise of embryos. And she responded to him, well, if in vitro fertilization is a sin, it must be a very beautiful sin.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.